This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, August 15, 2010. Hospitality. The passage is from 1 Peter 4. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. On Sundays, while we travel, we take the opportunity to visit an unfamiliar church in an unfamiliar town. We arrive in time for the morning worship service. Will there be a warm welcome, invitations to enjoy a meal, and information given about interesting sites in the area? Or will we be greeted but basically ignored? God calls His people to be hospitable. In ancient times, travelers depended on local residents to provide food and lodging. Abraham, for example, pleaded with his visitors to stay, wash up, and have something to eat. The people of Israel as a nation were strangers in Egypt, and later in Assyria and Babylon. In Egypt, they were first welcomed with open arms, but later they were treated very cruelly. These experiences should have made them sensitive to the needs of others. Jesus accepted hospitality by people like Mary and Martha, but He also showed hospitality by feeding hungry crowds and healing people. As a disciple of Jesus, Peter saw this kindness in action, so he called on all Christians to offer hospitality cheerfully. If we love one another as Christ has loved us, we will practice hospitality. Whether our visit to church has been a positive or negative experience, it should have always move us to go out our way to welcome and enfold the strangers we meet. Let's pray. Open our eyes, Lord, to see You and the people around us. For when we show Your love to anyone in need, we do it to You. In Your name, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.